So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 31 kwekwezi 2024 ngoGifts Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abantu abaningi bathanda ukukhuluma izinto besebenzisa lokhu esithi ngesiNgisi i-assumption kungela ngisho ufakazi lento oyabeuyikhuluma ngoba kathesi singawabuza ukuthi sitshengiseni-ke izincwadi zangibona lapho bona fazi yayenza konke eliwukhulumayo uzakuswela konke konoku.
Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zithi izisentri icodoza ubudlelwano bebandla lezanupf amapholisa emsita labantu bacatshangelwa ukuba benza inkohlakalo bebambisana lebandla elibusayo.
Yikho ukwabhisisa idemokhrasi yethu ngoba idemokhrasi yethu kayivumele ukuthi kube lenhlanganiso ezimele yodwa engathi iyabe isekelana neqembu elibusayo.
Abaphikisayo bathi bekuvele kusaziwa ukuba iForever Associates Zimbabwe yenza okungekho emthethweni ibambisana le-CIO kanye le-ZANU-PF. Ithwele yamagabha avuzayo ibandla le-African National Congress kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu kwele-South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inhlanganiso ye-The Sentry ibika ukuba iForever Associates Zimbabwe yakhankasela ibandla le-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi sokhetho baphansi kwamapholisa ensida Central Intelligence Organization kumbe CIO isebenzisa imali ongekho emthethweni. Uphenyo olusanda kwenziwa yi-The Sentry luveza ukuba umsekelo wamapholisa ensida la umnumzana Asha Walter Tafumanei nguye okhokhela iForever Associates of Zimbabwe eyancedisa ibandla le-ZANU-PF ukuze kweduselwe abavotayo ngesikhathi sokhetho. Ithi iFAZ yasebenzisa imali efika izigidi ezine zamadola 4 million US dollars ongaziwa ukuba yavela ngaphi. I-The Sentry ithi okwenziwa yiFAZ kwadala ukuthi kungaqhutshwa ukhetho olubalulekileyo eZimbabwe, njalo umkhokheli weFAZ umnumzana Kutamsanka kodwa umkhokheli weFAZ umnumzana Kutamsanka uyakuphika lokho esithi kafisi lokukhuluma ngakho lakancane. Ngathelenisanga njalo ukukhuluma lo mnumzana Tafumanei labanye kuthiwa basebenzisa iFAZ ukwenzela ukunceda iZANU-PF. Asizwe umnumzana Joseph Juma ukubandla leZANU-PF exoxa ngodaba lolu.
Into edalisa yikhona abantu abaningi bathanda ukukhuluma izinto besebenzisa lokhu esithi ngesiNgisi i-assumption kungela ngisho ufakazi lento oyabeuyikhuluma ngoba kathesi singawabuza ukuthi sitshengiseni-ke izincwadi zangibona lapho bona fazi yayenza konke eliwukhulumayo uzakuswela konke konoku ngoba kakukho. So izinto zabantu lapha ngokukhuluma nje into ayicabangelayo kumbe ngenxa yezondo ethize akusebenzi kithi.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ukuthi koloko bakukhulumayo kulabantu abaningi abakucabangelayo ukuthi hayi kunganiphazi ivele idlelana le-CIO kodwa sekuqinisweni kolithi koloko.
Well, njengoba ngisisho vele ukubana hayi ukucabangela vele akwalisha umuntu vele usale ecabangela izinto ezijiyeneyo. Ungacabangela ukuthi umuntu ngumthakathi ucabangela lo uyahula luyenza lokhu ngalokhu kodwa akusikho okwenza ukuthi yona into yangona ibe liqiniso. Iqiniso yinto elobufakazi kodwa.
Ye, manje sikhangela futhi sijula kukhanya ngazana abantu abaningi bathi very fast iyayithengela iZANU-PF izimota, iyo futhi iyanceda ukuthi iZANU-PF inqobe ngoba isethusela abantu. Ngakho-ke akula mbuso okhululekileyo eZimbabwe ngenxa yalokho wena ngakubeka usethini kolo.
Ngihlala mbuza abantu mina sithi wona osowethuselwa mbani, esethuselwa njani, esethuka ngenxa yani? Akula muntu oyethuselwa omunye. Ifazi kazange ithenge izimoto ezezana thina iZANU-PF ibandla elirongekileyo. Into zethu zonke zihlelekile lakho okusenza kusinike izimali.
Lo ngumnumzana Joseph Juma okubandla leZANU-PF obexoxa leStudio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde njalo saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Joseph Ngwenya okuhlanganiswe Common Market for Liberal Solutions.
sifane sibe kwanje ukuthi kulobudlelwano obukhona yikho okwabhisisa idemokhrasi yethu, ngoba idemokhrasi yethu kayivumele ukuthi kube nenhlanganiso ezimele yodwa engathi iyabi isekelana neqembu eliwisayo kumbe leqembu eliphikisayo. Yikho phela umthetho vele kayo kwawuvumi khonokho.
Ye, nxa sisigangela sibili nxa ukhuluma khonokho ngokuthi akusela uhulumende obalulekileyo, kambe vele isandla sefazi singabe sangena kanganani ukuze siphazamise ukuthi eZimbabwe kwelo khetho oluqondileyo?
Isandla sefazi sangena sabhidliza, ngoba phela yikho labana ababebonakala befaka amatafuli emngcelweni we-polling stations, singazazi nje ukuthi khona ku-registration ngokwayo amabizo abantu ababebhaliswa bethiwa ngabezanu-PF. Nxa kwakwenzakala ukuthi i-ZEC yabanikeza i-voters roll, babeyaphumelela ukuthi bathatha amabizo angasiwabo benikeza abantu ithuba lokuthi bavote bengayisi bafanele bavote. So asuze sibekwazi ukusebenzelana kwabo nezanu-PF kwahamba kanjani, kodwa siyazi ukuthi babekhona bebhala amabizo besethusela abantu kwenzela ukuthi babe ngabantu abavotela iZANU-PF.
Siyabona njalo-ke i-Central ithi akumelanga abantu behambise imali kumbe besebenzelane ndawonye lefazi leyi, ngoba khanya ngazane idlala kube ngemali. Wena ungabona njani khona?
Akula mali evela kuhulumente efanele ihambe isiyanikezwa amaqembu azimele wodwa, ngaphandle kokuthi imali yakhona nxa iqondane lokomnotho kumbe lempilakahle yabantu.
UMnumzana Joseph Ngwenya ukuhlanganiswa ye-Common Market for Liberal Solutions wexoxa le Studio 7 eseHarare. UNavile Mthwangwa, indodana yesikhulumeli sebandla leZANU-PF lophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabesifazana, uvunyelwe namhla umahluleli ukuba ahlawule isibambiso sebheyili. UNavile owetheswa icala lokuthenga lokuthengisa imali okungekho emthethweni ubesedlale entilongweni amaviki amabili, kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umahluleli wedale le High Court uMnumzana Rogers Manyangadze uvumele uNavile ukuba abhadale inkulungwane zamadola eMelika, 1000 United States dollars, ukuze athoniswe evela emzini wakhe. UNavile yindodana yesikhulumeli sebandla leZANU-PF uMnumzana Chris Mthwangwa lonkosikazi Monica Mthwangwa ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabesifazana. Wabotshwa lo Alice Machachani lo Simbarashe Tichingana okuthiwa babumba inkampani yokuthenga lokuthengisa imali okungekho emthethweni. UNavile wethethwa njalo icala lokusebenzisa iStarlink kungela sivumelwano lohulumende. UManyangadze utshele umthethwandaba ukuba umantshi uDennis Mangosi waphambanisa ngokwalela abathathu laba ukuthi behlawule isibambiso sebail. Igqwetha likaNavile unkosikazi Josephine Sande uthe kuneziqondiso ezimbalwa ezifakwe lidale le-High Court.
Firstly, was each of the appellants is ordered to pay $1,000.
Bonke bobathathu kumele babhadale i-$1,000 loba imali efanayo ngemali yeziki. Kumele baye emapholiseni kabili ngeziki bengaphazamisi abafakazi bakahulumende.
Olwela ilungelo loluntu uMnumzana Mlungisi Dube uthi ukusobala ukuba ukubotshwa lokhu kungabe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe.
Ezokhohlwayo thina njengabantu beZimbabwe yikuba ukubotshwa lokhu kukaNavile kungabe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe. Kusobala ukuba bahlululuzana ngezombusazwe akulokunye la.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF Central Committee uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi okwenzakalayo akulandele bandla lakhe.
Kunengi ebesehluleka ukukwenza ngaphambilini njengabantu abansundu esesenelisa ukukwenza.
Kolunye udaba, owake waba ngumcebisi webhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uMnyarathi Gereke useza kuyela ejele ukudaba lokudlengula umzukulu wakhe ngemva kokukhululwa ngoncwabakazi ngomnyaka ka-2021 lapho aphiwa isibambiso sebail. Idale le-Supreme Court lilahle isicelo sakhe esokuba akhululwe. Ayesikhweze esola ukutholakala kwakhe elecala. Wakumele avalele entilongweni okweminyaka elithumi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiwumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Nanga umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseke wakulandula ukuthi ulenjongo yokuguqula isekelo sombuso elizwe ukuze eqhelise umbuso wakhe ukwenza kwakhe izolo kuvese sobala ukuthi ngabe elayo leyo nhloso. Lokho kwenzakale kumbuthano oqhutshwe nguMnangagwa eChikomba izolo lapho achaye khona isilogan esithi uMnangagwa uzabe elokhu ekhona embusweni ngomnyaka ka-2030 loba nje leli kulihlandla lakhe lesibili futhi lokugcina elivunyelwa isekelo sombuso welizwe i-constitution. Umsekelo wakhe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga laye ubekhona kulomkhosi kodwa kazange achaye lesi isilogan. Ocubungula ezombusazwe njalo engcedi kwezokwethulwa kwemibiko uDkt. Mthulisi Madudu uthi ukwenzakale izolo kuveza sobala ukuthi uMnangagwa uhlose ukuqhwalisa umbuso wakhe.
Masikubheka kahle, uMnangagwa yena ngokwakhe asomuntu ohlukileyo kakhulu kuMgabe. Bayafanana lo Mgabe. UMnangagwa usebenze kakhulu ngaphansi kaMgabe kweminyaka eminingi kusukela ngesikhathi sempi. Wasebenza ngaphansi kwakhe engulowo phethe abantu bokucupha i-CIO ngaphansi kukaMgabe. Waba nguminister of finance kaMgabe, waba nguminister ephethe zemithetho, wabuyiwazi waphatha obuthi. Uvele ungumuntu ofana lo Mgabe ngendlela enza khona njalo abona ngakhona izinto. Umehluko phakathi kwakhe lo Mgabe singathi kuyizimilo zabo, singathi yi-character, kodwa izifiso zabo ziyafanana zokubusa njalo nje. UMnangagwa yena ukuthi azangene ungene ngokuhluthu lombuso, wathi ehluthu lombuso wathi uMgabe nguyise, ilokhu emhloniphe nguyise. So kungeke kumangalise ukuthi la uyafuna ukuthi aqhubekele phambili. Akula muntu ohluthuna umbuso emhlabeni okungekho emthethweni abeseyonika omunye umuntu nje ngemva kweminyaka engama-20 singathi i-democracy. Ayikho le nto, kunzima ukuthi yenzakale. Ngakho-ke okwenziwa nguMnangagwa lokhu kwezilogane zokuthi uyabe lokhu ekhona ngo-2030 kuhambelana nje lezifiso zakhe njele lenhlelo zakhe alikade elazo ehluthuna umbuso. So ngokubona kwami uvele yena into akade ehlelile, uhleli nje eyiphethe ngenhliziyo yakhe langengqondo zakhe.
UChiwenga singathi laye uyawufuna yini umbuso, uyasifuna yini isikhundla sikaMnangagwa?
Ye, uChiwenga yena ngokwakhe umbuso uyawufuna. Ma ulalela ukhuluma labantu usenza lokhani singathi analysis le research, ukhuluma labantu nje abaseduzane lezinto ezenzakalayo ezikhaya. UChiwenga umuntu ozibona laye engena embusweni, yindoda nje ezizwayo, yindoda ethe layo ivuma ukuthi kukhitshwe uMgabe, ubevele laye ezifaka eduzane lalo umbuso.
UDkt. Mthulisi Madudu uhlaziye ezombusazwe njalo uyingcwethi kwezokwethulwa kwemibiko. Lithwele amagabha avuzayo ibandla le-African National Congress kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu kwele-South Africa. Ingxenye yempumela yokhetho lolu iveza ukuba ibandla elibusayo lilamavoti ayisilinganiso esedlula kancane ama-40%, 41.7%, kuthi ibandla le-Democratic Alliance liyalandela phose ngamavoti ayingxenye yalawo asetholwe yi-ANC. Elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jacob Zuma lomnumzana Julius Malema ayalandela ngamavoti athe xaxa. Impumela le ingaphuma inje ngesonto kutsho uba ibandla le-ANC kuzamele libambisane lamanye ukuze libumbe uhulumende. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxe lomnumzana Fortune Mlalazi incwadi ezimeleyo kwezombusazwe.
Ukubotshwa kukaZuma ngibone ngani ku-contribute kakhulu ekuluzeni kwe-ANC. Kodwa-ke i-ANC ayisiyo yodwa iluza, kunamanye amaphathi angama-losers, amaphathi anyabo Action SA ebesikhangelela ukuthi azaphefoma kakuhle kulolu khetho, kodwa basemuva le sebeze bedlulwa yiphathi enjenge-Patriotic Alliance. I-Patriotic Alliance ngokubona kwami isuke yathatha indawo ye-ekaPatricia de Lille owe-Good but a major factor affected EFF ukuthi kusuke kwaba le NK abantu abakade bengabe EFF basuke baya ku NK okwenze ukuthi umnumzana le mali iqembu lakhe le EFF bayehle kuma vote
ngokubona kwakho nxa kunje uyabonile ANC dosenzima kakhulu kakhulu la soke ukubumba uhulumende akusuze kuhlupheni ANC yokumenti ikhulumisana labo bani
amaphathi amaningi abevele eyithayimele khona PNC ukuthi bazayibamba asikhangele iKZN ukuthi KZN ba like ukuthi bazaluse bangatholi lutho iMK za former uhulumende kuzothi ke eMpumalanga iANC kule possibility yokuthi ingatholi more than 50% okuzayiforce ukubana iyekhulumisana le MK kumbe ikhulumisane le ESF ukuze baforme uhulumeni laseGauteng kungaba njalo kule possibility yokubana kube njalo ama province yabo Free State labo Eastern Cape I think izazibusela yodwa even la ku national kule nkinga enkulu ukuthi iANC ayisoze ifikise i 50 plus ukuze baforme uhulumeni oba elect u president okuzabaforce ukubana bayekhulumisana nama political parties athile siyazi ukubana iphathe njenge DA iyamthanda uRamaphosa ifuna ukubana qhubeke busa yi-option ele ANC ukuthi babuyele ku 1994 lapho kwakule coalition khona kaMandela le National Party asikhumbuzane nini ukuthi DA yi-product ye National Party so asazi ukuthi bazenelisa yini ukuthi bayemisana le DA ngoba ama policies wabo ahlukene impumalanga lentshonalanga kuzothi ke ama ngabo EFF labo MK kule possibility yokubana bangaba le coalition kodwa ke lama party angaba lama demands athile for instance sikhangele iMK iMK uNomzane Jacob Zuma kufanele aye ku hearing ANC njona eseselilunga le ANC kune possibility yokubana anga iyabhagayina esebenzisa ivoti lakhe kwenzela ukuba namxotshi ku-ANC kube le settlement thize kuzothi umnumzana Malema lama numbers wakhe angabe malutshwane kodwa siyazi ukuthi bangaba lama demands athile ukuze bahlanganelane le ANC for instance idemand abayikhulumayo kusala kudala ukubana hayi thina nxa singaku-coalition kule nto one esiyifunayo ukubana lisinike iministry ye-finance inikezwe u-deputy president we-EFF uFloyd Zivamo
lo ngumnumzana Fortune Mlalazi ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo obexoxa le Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Weziphathelenele leMelika owayengumongameli wakweleMelika umnumzana Donald Trump utholakale elecala izolo lokuhamba amanga engwalweni zamabhizinisi akhe ukwenzela ukuvala umlomo umagwapheni wakhe uStormy Daniels ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa ukhetho ngomnyaka ka 2016 uzagwetshwa ngontulikazi. UTrump uthi kalacala ngakho-ke konke lokhu kuzavela ngolwezi ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa ukhetho lukamongameli. UTrump uzancintisana lomongameli Joe Biden ngaleso sikhathi. Ulakho ukuvalelwa entolongeni kumbe ukufakelwa isigwebo esiphansi. Kusenjalo abancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli umnumzana Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump bathi eleMelika limele libe lwebutho eliqinileyo. UBiden uthi ibutho elikhona okwamanje libukhali kodwa uTrump uthi ibutho elikhona esesengumongameli selalulazwa nguBiden. Intethele izindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns uqoqe udaba lolu elilethulelwe nguChris Gande.
Umongameli Joe Biden utshele abaqede ukuqeqesha izifundo zebutho esikolo se-US Military Academy ngomgqibelo ukuthi eleMelika alikaze lidinge ukuba ibutho lalo lenze okuningi kundawo eziningi ngasikhathi sinye.
Right now, American soldiers are supporting brave Ukrainians.
Si khuluma nje amabutho eleMelika aphakisa amaqhawe eleUkraine empini yenkululeko. Amabutho ethu asebenza gadalala ebusuku lemini ehambisa izikhali ngemigwaqo ngomkhumbi langendizamtshina.
Ukuzinikela lokhu kubalisa isigaba se-Middle East, kutsho umongameli Joe Biden.
US Air Force has conducted food drops. Delivering tens of thousands of meals to the people of Gaza.
Ibutho leMelika liphathise inkulungwane zabantu beGaza ngokudla likuphosa kuvela kwindizamtshina. Ekuhlaselweni okwenziwe ele Israel ngele Iran, sibuthanise amazwe esilobudlelwano lawo ukuvikela lokukhankaselwa kwelizwe le-Israel.
UDonald Trump yena uthi uBiden ukhokhela ele Melika kungozi esabekayo kakhulu.
Our country has been totally humiliated and we have a corrupt, compromised president.
Silomongameli olenkohlakalo ongathembekiyo osiqondisa kumpi yomhlaba yesithathu isehluleki esingu Joe Biden.
UTrump uthi uBiden uzafaka ilizwe engozini yokuya empini leRussia leChina. Embikweni womkhankaso wakhe uthembise ukufaka ibutho leMelika kuhlelo oluvikela izithembiso zelizwe kuqala kulezamanye amazwe.
I will ask Europe to reimburse us for the cost of rebuilding the stockpiles.
Ngizacela izwekazi leEurope ukuthi lisibhadale imali yokuthenga izikhali esesizithumeze kweleUkraine, okuyinto emele yenzakale. Kodwa uJoe Biden uligwala futhi uyadelelwa okokuthi wesaba lokubuza.
UBiden uthi ibutho leMelika liqinisa ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe lithuthukisa ezomvikela.
Defending our values by standing up to tyrants.
Ukuvikela ubuntu bethu ngokumelana nenkokheli ebusa ngochuku lokulondoloza ukuthula, sivumela ukukhululeka lombuso wentando kazulu. Sibonga amabutho ethu, sisenza okungenziwa ngeleMelika kuphela njengelizwe elilamandla okwedlula wonke emhlabeni jikelele njalo elikhokhela ngombuso okhululekileyo.
Ugatsha lwezomvikela luthi ibutho laphansi elomkhumbi nelendizamtshina lehluleka ukuqatsha amabutho ayifunakala ngomnyaka ka-2023 angabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane 40,000. UTrump uthi lokhu kwabangelwa ukuthi abantu abaningi abafuni ukungena kubutho, athi kubangelwa izinqumo ezingaqondakaliyo njalo lokuxotshwa mahlayana kwamabutho.
I will restore the proud culture and honor traditions of America's armed forces.
Ngizabuyisela isiko ebesiziqhenya ngalo njengebutho leMelika, njalo akusoze kube lenhlelo zama-Marxist kumbe ama-Communist, futhi sizasusa abacabanga njengama-Fascists.
Ugatsha lwezomvikela weleMelika luthi kulembangela eziningi zokuncipha kwenani labangena kubutho, ukubalisa umnotho welizwe osothuthukile waqhelisa amathuba abasakhulayo okuthola imisebenzi, njalo abasakhulayo abaziwa ngokuthi ngo-Generation Z abazalo phakathi kweminyaka ka-1997 lo-2012 abathembi ingatsha zikahulumende. Lolo ludaba oluqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lethulwa yimi uChris Gande.
Okumanje othi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Ilizwe leMelika likholwa ukuthi ukuxhasana lezwekazi le-Afrika kuyalisiza njalo kumqoka kunhlelo zalo ezomvikela. Unkosikazi Molefe, umsekeli kamabhalane wogatsha olubona ngokwenzakala e-Afrika kuhulumende weMelika, usanda ukutshela inkundla ye-Congress ukuthi kuyadanisa ukubona indlela izwekazi le-Afrika elehle ngayo kumnyaka odluleyo, ikakhulu ukuqhamuka kwempi yomndeni eSudan, ukukhuphuka kokuxabana okuhlezi kusentshonalanga ye-Democratic Republic of Congo, lokuqonga kwenani labohulumende abebutho eSahel. Kufanele sizivuze ukuthi kungani lokhu kusenzakala, lokuthi kufanele sitshale ngapi esilakho ukwenzela ukuthi kuphumelele. Okwakuqala, abakuzifundo zokuhlonipha intando yabaningi sebelobe ukuthi umbuso okhululekileyo uyehla emhlabeni jikelele njalo kukhuphuka owengcindezelo. Lanxa kwande kuzwekazi le-Afrika kuyatholakala kwamanye amazwe. Esinye sesisusa sengxabano engentshonalanga yelizwe le-DRC yikubulawa kwabantu ngomnyaka ka-1994 eRwanda. Enye yembangela yokubhidlika kwabohulumende eSahel yikususwa esikhundleni kukamuyi uMuammar Gaddafi ngomnyaka ka-2011. EleMelika selisebenzisa ukuxoxisana ngendlela yokuletha ukuthula kuleso sigaba, ukutsho unkosikazi Fee. Uqhubeke wathi kulandela lokho, eleMelika likhethe umnumzana Tom Perriello kwisikhundla sokuba isithunywa se-special envoy eSudan, njalo lasebenzisa ubuciko besiphathamandla sensoli unkosikazi Avril Haines ukuthi akhankasele ukuthula ngentshonalanga iDRC njalo akhuphule ukuphathisana phakathi kweNigeria leWest Africa duze lolwandle adinge usizo olutholakala kusivumelwano seGlobal Fragility Act. Ukwezomnotho, ilizwe leMelika liyakhuphula inhlelo zalo lezwekazi leAfrika, kutsho unkosikazi Fair ugcizelele wathi sesiqhube inhlelo ezifika kumadola angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lanhlanu i-15 billion njalo sasiselokhu emhlanganweni we-US Business Summit samemezela lamanye amabhiliyoni amabili amadola avela kunhlelo zikahulumende weMelika ezokutshala imali lezomnotho welizwe. Siyasiza kwezomvikela eSomalia leKenya ukwenqabela i-Al-Shabaab leNigeria ukulwisana le-ISIS leBoko Haram, kutsho unkosikazi Fair yithi esiphathisa ngoncedo olwedlula abanye. Okokugcina, eleMelika lizaqhubeka liphathisana labantu be-Afrika ukwenqabela ababalwisayo bevela kwamanye amazwe, imbiko engasoqiniso, inkohlakalo lokungenela kweRussia leChina. Ilizwe leMelika lihlezi lizimisele ukuxhasana lizwekazi le-Afrika ukulwisana lazo zonke lezi ingxaki.
Belilalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Uhlelo Woza Friday isibulivikisi lomculi ukamaskandi ocathulayo obizwa ngokuthi ngu-Free Zuzu. Intokazi idabuka ePlumtree kodwa icula ikwele South Africa lapha iphethe amasingi ayo amatsha kungxoxo yenze lontukamele mgomo weStudio 7.
Njani ngo Precious wakwaSibanda, ngizalwa ePlumtree esigabeni sakoMakhulela, and then igama lami nomculo nginguPraise Zuzu. Ukucula ngiqale last year August.
Ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ingoma zami kwamanje ku only YouTube, angakazifaki online. Ngitholakala kakhulu ku TikTok, ku TikTok ngingupraise Zuzu. Ngitholakala futhi ipage lami ku Facebook ngingupraise Zuzu. Ngitholakala futhi ku Instagram, ngiyatholakala kuzo zonke indawo.
Ubatshiyela wapha amazwi abalandeli?
Abalandeli ngithi kubalandeli ngiyabathanda kakhulu njengoba bengitshengisa uthando olungaka, besihlale njalo bengithanda. Umuntu ongidingayo inamba zami zithi 081 574 2370, 081 574 2370, 081 574 2370. Inamba zami lezi ozobe engidinga for more information about my music, so ungangithela lapha. Yeah,
ngiyabonga. I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go to the hospital.
unagane kwamnakashela emhlane kwamnakashela lazela ujubula ngophondo entubeni unkomo abekwa ezinqaba abhuli inqaba ngempondo ngoba ijula ingome ngempondo zakhitheka umwambalala oluphokolo bentungwalelela libekele sithuminino
njengoyelo ke ngupresi uzuzi kufisela inhlanhla lingakhohlwi livestock yalandela sihlaziya ukhetho lwe-South Africa olubalisa ngenjabulo umthembo sithemba ukipsi dube lilale